be in it. Just never be late to quit or cut bait. Expansion, it's vanity. Profit is sanity. Overhead begs to walk on two legs. The first step? Just do it and bluff your way through it. Remember to duck. Godspeed and good luck. Preface. Can this book really make me rich? There are few ways that a man can be more innocently employed than in getting money. Samuel Johnson in Boswell's Life of Johnson. Why would a rich person waste time writing a book to help other people get rich? Two reasons. Because I enjoy writing about something I feel I know about, and because I believe that almost anyone of reasonable intelligence can become rich, given sufficient motivation and application. It also helps that I'm writing while sipping a very fine wine indeed, a Chateau Tiquem 1986, if you really want to know, nibbling on fresh smoked conch tidbits ensconced by a window with one of the most beautiful views on earth. Across the valley, far, far below me, palm trees fringe the fishing boats and yachts nodding in the harbour. Beyond the bay to the west, a turquoise sea ripples out to a purple and pink horizon, heralding another glorious sunset. In the words of a Victorian English poet, "How pleasant it is to have money, hey-ho! How pleasant it is to have money!" I'm in Mystique, a tiny island in the Windward Islands of the Caribbean, more specifically in my writer's cottage, new study-cum-library some distance from the main house, built solely for one purpose, to permit me to write whatever I damn please in peace and quiet. Which is usually poetry, by the way. And all of this, as if you needed me to remind you, costs money. It's what you get, if you want, when you're rich. So aren't you doing this for the money? Money is always welcome, but no. Very, very few authors become rich. The odds against it are too steep. Merchandising and brand extensions like movies, games and toys based on fictional books occasionally do the trick, but nobody's going to buy a toy called How to Get Rich Now, are they? Then again, there's always the board game and the reality TV show. Just joking. Is this some kind of con job? Are you using a ghostwriter? Nope and nope. How to Get Rich is not a con job, and it is not being ghostwritten. I'm going to write every word myself in this book, Lord help me. It will contain no jargon or mumbo-jumbo, and it is certainly not one of those messianic self-improvement manuals seeking to spawn a cottage industry of audiovisual tapes, DVDs and dubious hour-long commercials on late-night television. Nor will you have to chant incantations or tie healing crystals around your neck. Let's leave that malarkey to footballers and politicians' wives, shall we? How to Get Rich sets out to tell you how I did it, how I got rich without the benefit of a college education or a penny of capital. It will expose the many errors I made along the way, which will contribute greatly to the length. Finally, it will suggest ways in which you can avoid such errors and start on getting rich. Can this book really make me rich? You'll be suggesting that it will improve my sex life next. Possibly to the first. Depends on your degree of motivation. In the event of that possibility materializing, the answer to your second comment is yes, it most certainly will. I cannot make you happy. I cannot make you healthy, but I'm pretty certain I can improve your chances of becoming rich, which in turn will improve your sex life. People who grow rich almost always improve their sex life. More people want to have sex with them. That's just the way human beings work. Money is power. Power is an aphrodisiac. It even says so in the Bible. Wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Ecclesiastes 10:19. Money did not make me happy, but it quite definitely improved my sex life. Just how quickly can I become rich? Quicker than you probably deserve, but slower than you would like. There are too many variables for a definitive answer. I've known it done inside 5 years, but there are very few shortcuts, either in life or in this book. As the American critic H.L. Mencken once wrote, "The inferior man's reasons for hating knowledge are not hard to discern. He hates it because it is complex, because it puts an unbearable burden on his meager capacity for taking in ideas. Thus his search is always for shortcuts. All superstitions are such shortcuts. Their aim is to make the unintelligible simple and even obvious." Mencken was right. That's why I'm determined to cut any pseudo-scientific drivel and jargon out of this book. It makes for good copy and adds a spurious touch of authority to any debate.